A thick, healthy lawn will usually keep weeds at bay. We're starting with a good offense. Next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Keeping a healthy lawn will minimize weeds in the turf. Alex Grover, with Utah Sustainable Gardening, share some advice.
One thing we will have is different weeds that can show up. If your lawn's a little bit patchy, I can pretty well guarantee this time of year you're going to get some weeds trying to grow there. Kochia and Russian thistle. These are kind of an annual tap-rooted plant, and you can mow them, but you don't really kill them. They just decide that they're going to grow flat against the ground. Those can be a really big problem in lawns where you have some patchiness, maybe where you have some watering issues. If you get those, your best thing to do is go out, pull the suckers up when they're still young, and then seed over a little bit with some bluegrass seed. Even though it's really hot for bluegrass to sprout, that seed is, unless you run your chickens through there, your seed has got a really good chance of sprouting in the fall as soon as it cools down, and fill in that patch as soon as you can. And that's pretty significant. So keep that in mind. And again, other weeds will show up. But of the annual weeds, really your crabgrasses and these other two I mentioned are some of the, just the biggest pain in the butt. Once in a while you get a patch of purslane, sometimes some of the spurges, and those you're just going to have to pull. And that's really the best solution for your crabgrass as well, is just go ahead and pull it. And keep in mind, a lot of these are kept out by good high mowing. 3 inches on a mower is about as low as I even want to go. I don't want to go any lower than that because it just opens up way too many opportunities for weeds.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.